I'm at the Mount Argyll Hotel, the finishing ramp. The crews will be coming through very shortly, but let's just recap on what's happened. It's all over. The Donegal International Rally, the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, have done it again. Not in the Volkswagen Polo. This time it's in the Skoda Rally 2. In the end, the margin 17.4 seconds ahead of Marion Evans and Jared Conway in the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2 after a day of high drama. One of the big stories, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan of Donegal finishing on the podium in the Volkswagen Polo, just 26.4 seconds off the leaders and the eventual winners, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, and a number of fastest stages for Kelly again today, has had a superb weekend. Disappointment for Matt Edwards, of course, he was the overnight leader, and then he had a big spin earlier today, lost a lot of time. That put pay to his chances. Fourth overall for Edwards and David Moynihan in the Ford Fiesta, 36.8 seconds behind the winners and 9 seconds off the podium. In fifth, we had a former winner, Josh Moffat, along with Andy Hayes in the Citroën C2R2, and Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty finishing sixth overall, so a very good rally for them in the Volkswagen Polo. Former winner Gary Jennings with Rory Kennedy alongside was seventh in the Ford Fiesta. And in eighth with Stuart Darcy and JJ Creeman in a Volkswagen Polo. In the modified, Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in the Toyota Starlet, well, they have taken the honours there. A great day for them, but disappointment for the overnight leader and defending champion in the modifieds. That was Kevin Gallagher. He had a technical issue, a wire breaking in the Darien T90. That put pay to his chances, and big disappointment for him because he had led earlier on today. Making up the top 10, Declan Gallagher, that is, just to confirm, finishing ninth overall and the winner of Class 14, that's the modified. 10th overall in Innes Owen Man, Joseph McGonigal, and Kieran Geaney in the Citroën C3 Rally 2. So that meant there were 5 Donegal crews in the top 10. So a great day for Donegal rallying. And just looking further down the list, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan. McPhillips from Monaghan, a former national winner here in Donegal. He was second, in the modifieds, 12th overall. And David Moffat and Martin Connolly in another Toyota Starlet, they were third in the modified section, and they finished overall in 14th position. Now, going down the list, the RC4 category, very competitive there, and it was Frost's Ryan McHugh and Declan Boyle who won that ahead of Kyle McBride and Dara Mullen. McBride from Carndonna have certainly enjoyed the Innes Owen stages, and a good rally for those emerging drivers with a bright future. Also, just to let you know, the historic category was won by Tommy O'Connell and Paul Hughes in a Ford Escort. Jason Wilkinson and Kieran McGinley were first in the junior category in a Honda Civic on a day of high drama. The sun shone, and as they are making their way back to the Mount Argyll, there'll be a big reception very shortly indeed for the defending champions and winners once again. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda Rally 2 are the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally winners for 2024, and it's the Ardra man who has won the modified. It's a great day also for Declan Gallagher with John McCarthy alongside him in the Toyota Starlet, winning Class 14 the modified and finishing 9th overall, 5 Donegal crews in the top 10, David Kelly on the podium. It's been a really great, eventful, enjoyable rally from rally headquarters here in Letterkenny.